and I'd like to welcome you to this panel on terrorism studies, finding and applying the best research. This panel came together because of a very simple question that I think as researchers we often ask, and as practitioners we often ask of researchers, and that question is, so what? There's been a lot of terrorism research that has been done historically, that has been done in the 1980s and the 1990s, and certainly since 2001, there's been a tremendous explosion of terrorism research that has been done. And the genesis of this panel was in reviewing a lot of this research and seeing a development of a broad array of approaches to terrorism. It was felt that it would be a good idea to maybe bring in some of the researchers and try and get at the question of so what from a couple of different perspectives. So we should ask, why should practitioners who are end consumer of this research, why should they care about the way in which the research is conducted? What's the difference between whether it was developed from a database or developed from field work in various parts of the world? And then, of course, why should researchers, or how much should researchers be concerned about packaging their results for practitioners? And that's what really started this, the selection of the speakers that you'll hear today. So today what you're going to hear are three researchers who are each approaching terrorism from a different perspective, but are doing it in very rigorously and scientifically correct ways. We'll first hear from Michael Kenny, who is an assistant professor of political science and a fellow at the International Center for the Study of Terrorism at Penn State University, Harrisburg, who has approached terrorism more from a qualitative point of view, more from an ethnographic point of view, which is a very different way of approaching this scientifically, because oftentimes you don't know what you're going to find when you head out into the field, which can be very disconcerting, because you honestly don't know sometimes if you're going to find anything. And yet Michael has been able to produce very interesting results about the ways in which terrorists organize, and more importantly, how terrorists learn from this type of research. And then next we're going to hear from Laura Dugan, who is an associate professor of criminology and criminal justice at the University of Maryland and is with the START Center at the University of Maryland. And her focus will be from a different point of view, from the quantitative point of view, from developing better databases that capture more of the incidents, more of the description of terrorism, and therefore are able to test hypotheses which more often than not lead to better questions, better results, and a continuous cycle of learning about terrorism. And then we're going to hear from Richard Troy, who's with the Office of the Prime Minister in Ireland, but is currently seconded to the European Commission's Director General for Justice, Freedom, and Security. And what he's going to discuss is more, okay, so we have research that comes to us from different perspectives. How do policymakers use this? How does this influence the policymaking approach in the European community, in the European Commission, when they look at terrorism? So each will provide about 20 minutes worth of remarks. At the end of that hour, we should have about 25 minutes left for questions and answers. So I hope that we'll have not only questions on the substance of their talk and on what they're presenting, but also hopefully some questions about, well, how did you come to these results and so on. So without further ado, I'm going to ask Michael to take the podium, and I will start the Q&A in about 1 hour. Thank you.